Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. Literature has a long history of posthumous diaries, some of which changed the world, and others of which languished in anonymity. Thanks to co-authors Gillian McCain and Legs McNeil, the late Mary Rose is now getting her due. The co-authors have come together to edit Dear Nobody, The True Diary of Mary Rose, a first-person story of alienation, illness, substance abuse, and youth. The book is published by Sourcebook Fire and marks the latest collaboration between the pair behind the seminal Please Kill Me, The Uncensored Oral History of Punk. Indeed, McNeil is widely credited with coining that term. He also co-wrote I Slept with Joey Ramone about Mickey Lee's experience growing up in a punk family, which Lee discussed on our show in 2010. McCain's other work includes her books of poetry, and it's my pleasure to welcome them both to the roundtable. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How did you first find out about these diaries?
I live across the street from the post office in a small town in Pennsylvania, and I'm very good friends with my postmaster. And one day his daughter came over to borrow a book, and I was asking her what she was reading, and she listed off some of the popular titles of the day. But then she said, the best thing I ever read were these journals that my best friend's older sister wrote. So I contacted the mom, Mary Rose's mom, through Fred, the postmaster, and she let me read them, and I Xeroxed them, and I sent them to Jillian, and we both agreed that the writing was pretty fantastic.
What was it that stood out so much for you?
She was so honest in her writing. It just seemed like in the world of Facebook and Twitter and everything, where people are always trying to, put a charade on or look a certain way, that just to read this teen's, like, brutal feelings, it was like the real reality.
Yeah, in this day and age where reality TV is supposedly, you know, the rage, you know, and it doesn't have anything to do with reality. It's kind of scripted and planned and contrived. And these journal entries that we converted into a diary were the real thing. They were really, we kind of felt like the world needed a good dose of reality.
Had these journal entries had any larger life outside of, you know, friends and immediate family when you got a hold of them? I mean, was there like an underground aspect here, or were you really the first outsiders to read them?
I just found this out this weekend, that the postmaster's daughter and Mary Rose's stepsister used to sneak into the closet where Mary Rose's mom kept the journals and read entries out loud to each other behind the mom's back. So those were the only two people that really had access to them.
She always carried a portion of them around in her purse with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right after Mary Rose died, she became obsessed with them and carried around. And I think she read them to give her strength to get through Mary Rose's passing.
I gather that there was some sort of court action that had to happen in order for the rights to the journals to be released to you. Is that right?
Yeah, well, when a minor dies, their estate is immediately inherited by their parents. And because the father, Mary Rose's father, was this deadbeat dad who left the family when she was 1 year old, and I mean, he abandoned the family and didn't pay child support. He lost his Pennsylvania driver's license because he hadn't failed to pay child support. So there was legal evidence that he had abandoned and neglected the family. So we went to court, and what we were trying to do was open the estate and have the father removed. And that took about 4 years because we had three male judges who didn't want to be overturned in a higher court. So they kept passing it along, and we finally got the fourth judge was a female judge who understood what was going on, and she ruled on it that day, and we got rid of the father.
Who do you hope will read this series of journals, and, you know, what do you expect them to get from it?
Well, I think it's a book that's really accessible for all ages. I can't see anyone reading this and not having something to relate to.
I was kind of shocked that they sold it as a young adult book, because I thought it was, you know, it deals with a lot of adult content, addiction and alcoholism, abuse, bullying, sex, you know. So I was a bit shocked, but I guess.
That's who wanted to buy it, was a young adult.
Yeah.
Was there any ambivalence in publishing, you know, the words of a dead, you know, teenage girl who can't really advocate for herself anymore?
I think Mary Rose advocates for herself in the writing. I mean, that's what we tried to do. I don't think either of us felt like Mary Rose would not. We got a lot of comments like that on Goodreads where people said they published this journal, these diaries, without even consulting, you know, the dead girl, and what would the dead girl want? But I think Mary Rose would have wanted this book out. Don't you, Jillian?
I think 100%. I mean, she wrote said a lot in her journals that she wanted to be a professional writer. I think she'd be over the moon.
Well, the name of the book is Dear Nobody, The True Diary of Mary Rose, and is published by Sourcebook Fire. We've been speaking with Legs McNeil and Jillian McCain. Thank you both very much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.